USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Trump administration official has been ordered by House Democrats to turn over documents linked to President Trump and his July call to the leader of Ukraine by October 4th. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee said that Democrats felt they had no choice but to step up their efforts and issue the subpoena for Secretary of State Pompeo because the administration ignored their previous inquiries.
A subpoena is the last thing you should do, and we only did it because they turned a blind eye to whatever we asked for. We asked for information, we asked for documents, and we were stonewalled.
Meanwhile, Kurt Volker, the president's special envoy to Ukraine, has stepped down ahead of an appearance on Capitol Hill next week. The decision follows disclosures that Volker had connected Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with Ukrainian officials as he was trying to persuade them to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Facebook is cleaning house, USA's John Hunt reports.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new Gallup survey on vegetarianism. John Clements reports.
The quick answer is 9% for non-white Americans, while the answer for white Americans stands at 3% who describe themselves as vegetarian. Gallup also found 11% of self-identified liberals are vegetarian, compared to 2% for those with opinions opposite of liberals. 3% of the self-identified moderates are vegetarian. Here's another finding from Gallup. Only 2% of adults over 55 adhere to a vegetarian diet, compared to 8% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Plant-based diets or meat alternatives have been featured in some recent high-profile forums, including menus for fast food restaurants. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Income inequality is getting worse, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the gap between the richest and poorest Americans is the largest it's been in the past 50 years. The widening gap comes despite an economy with more than 10 consecutive years of GDP growth and the lowest unemployment since the late 1960s. Many states did not see a change in income inequality last year, but 9 of them did. The income gap widening in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.